This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Sadly, we have an intense search underway right now, and it's in the South Pacific.
Crews are looking for 10 U.S. sailors who went missing after a Navy destroyer collided with an oil tanker.
Griff Jenkins is live in Washington, D.C. with the breaking details about the John S. McCain, Griff.
Good morning, Steve Ainslie and Brian. Wish I had better news, but the search is on in the South China Sea this morning for those 10 sailors who are missing at this hour, with five others injured. Four of them had to be airlifted for treatment. The USS John S. McCain, a missile-guided destroyer, has arrived in Singapore's naval base with, quote, significant damage to its hull after a collision with an oil tanker near the Strait of Malacca, according to the Navy's 7th Fleet. You can see the large hole there on the side of the destroyer led to flooding in the crew's berths as well as in the machine and communications room. President Trump tweeting last night his thoughts, saying, "Thoughts and prayers are with our U.S. Navy sailors aboard the U.S. John S. McCain, where search and rescue efforts are underway." And Arizona Senator John McCain, for whom the ship is named after his father and grandfather, who served in the Navy as admirals, tweeting this: "Cindy and I are keeping America's sailors aboard the John S. McCain in our prayers tonight. Appreciate the work of search and rescue crews." Now, guys, this is not good news for the Navy. This is the fourth major mishap for the U.S. Navy ships in the Pacific this year, most recently back in June when the USS Fitzgerald collided with a container ship off the coast of Japan. This is certainly going to start raising a lot of questions as to why this keeps happening. Expect to hear more of it perhaps from the president tonight or in the coming weeks as he travels around the country.
Well, you know, that's what people are asking, is what is going on here? And coming up in a little bit, we're going to be talking with former Lieutenant Governor and Navy vet Jennifer Carroll will be with us. And we're going to ask her, you know, based on her experience, what she understands may be the case, because there's lots of conjecture. Again, we find ourselves in that situation where, in the absence of fact, opinion, rules, so lots of ideas going out there. And there were already some reassignments because of the Fitzgerald, as you may be aware. And this is not some sort of light thing. I mean, as big as the ocean is, and the technology that the United States supposedly has, you know, what is going on? You know, why are we colliding, you know, with, in this case, an oil tanker east of Singapore? You know, is somebody derelict of duty, just not paying attention? Some have suggested that, again, this is all part of the conjecture issue, that due to some, you know, budget cutbacks and lack of preparedness, that this is really demonstrating just how vulnerable our military is, you know, which seemingly is rather simple, because you would think with the radar technology and all, you can tell from quite a distance. You know, there's something is happening. You know, somebody is on track here. You know, and why this is coming up, and as you said, the fourth time this year. You know, this is a bad record here. And yes, our hearts are. I mean, this is just crushing. I think about, you know, what the parents and, you know, what happened to these 10 sailors that are missing, and those that have been injured and are being treated as well. So, needless to say, yes, our prayers continue to go out. Scott, you have a thought?
Yeah, I mean, I assume our military has better technology than what we can get. And if we have cars that can pretty much drive themselves now, mm-hmm. You would hope that the radars and everything like that on our military ships would be superior to that. It also makes me wonder, is, you know, since it is the fourth time in recent months, what the... Are they just not following through with their basic training stuff?
Yeah, well, so it seems like there's something systemic here. I mean, after all, you're talking a destroyer, you know, a world-class USS destroyer colliding with an oil tanker. I don't know. I mean, it just it is very odd, no doubt. Like I said, Jennifer Carroll coming up next. We're going to ask her that question amongst others as well. So stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 5 minutes after.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation at hashtag BMartinezLive. And you can drop me an email. Always love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. As promised, Jennifer Carroll is with us, best-selling author of When You Get There. It's an autobiography. Political analyst providing unbiased analysis of political issues, ballot initiatives, government, local, and national races. She was Florida's 18th lieutenant governor, Florida state legislator for 7 years, and a small business owner. And as I mentioned, she worked with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Maybe I didn't quite mention that, but I did say she was a Navy veteran. So great to have Jennifer Carroll back on with us. Jennifer, how you doing?
Oh, top of the day to you, Bill. Thanks for having me back on.
Back at you, plus tax and license, because I'm in California, so everything comes with tax and license here right now. You know, you know how that works.
Including death.
Yes, I'm telling you. Jennifer, as a Navy vet yourself, I mean, here we got, you know, the fourth incident of a destroyer. I mean, we got a Navy ship out there, big ocean. And it collides with a tanker. I mean, this doesn't bode well. I mean, I wouldn't want to be the commander of that boat right now.
Let me tell you, I am very perplexed with the amount of incidences that's occurring in the Navy of recent times. And in this instance, it may be that the tanker ran into the destroyer. So if that's the case, because they're stating that there may have been some maintenance issues on this tanker. And the way the hull looks is as if something ran into it. But still, it's sailors that are out there. We have 10 missing sailors, and it hit in a berthing compartment. So I am very concerned that we may have to have a stand down in the Navy. But that's what we did when we had situations like this. We have both our airplanes that are crashing. Mm-hmm. We have our military ships that are getting into in deep waters, these instances, and it's uncalled for. And we need to look at our training. We need to look at our readily available sustainable equipment. Are they fully having maintenance? Are they having maintenance issues? Mm-hmm. Is there proper funding that's going into the training? Is there proper training that's going in? Are they having turnarounds too often? Because under the President Obama, with regards to our deployments, mm-hmm. we have military men and women that are going out there more frequently. Our equipments are being turned around rather frequently and staying in theater more frequently than in the past. Can they withstand that? And are they having proper time to turn around and do the maintenance that's required before they turn around and go back out on deployment? So the Secretary of the Navy need to look at those issues.
It is a preparedness issue. It would seem right on the surface, wouldn't it?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that's the first, that's the basis of where you look. Is readiness and preparedness up to par?
Right.
And if you, after you knock that issue out, then is the equipment up to par? Yeah, then you drill down even further. What is the reasoning? Is it the fatigue? Is it the lack of training? Is it the amount of people that you have doing more with less. So those sort of issues need to truly be addressed right away before we have more injuries.
Yeah, and as you say, you know, with your background, you understand the dynamic tension of all these interests and the things that have been affecting preparedness, because that is a broad stroke of the brush. And we know a lot of there's a lot of moving parts there. And some of that is political and what has been executed and how the military has been blighted. I mean, this is deja vu once again. We saw this happen with the Clinton administration. Looked all good on the surface. You know, we had a positive budget, seemingly, and with excess cash. But meanwhile, at what expense? Where our military was so anemic and unprepared that when we get attacked in 9/11 and we're sending soldiers overseas, you know, they're having to, you know, write back home and say, hey, Mom, Dad, go to, you know, go to Home Depot and get me some sheet metal because we have to reinforce these Humvees.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And even with some of our aircraft and ships as well,
mm-hmm.
people think because President Trump says he wants to plus up the military and give more money, that the money's just going to be thrown out there willy-nilly, and that's not the case. We have cannibalization that's taking place. Well, I was an aviation maintenance officer. So if you have a mission and we have a task to do, we will cannibalize from a down aircraft to get parts from that to
right.
put on the good aircraft to get it up to be flyable. And if those parts cannot come in through the supply system because it's either not there or maybe we have a budget issue, or it's going to take too long for those bit and piece parts to come for some of our older platforms. Some of the parts we have to manufacture go through NADEP or the depot to get those things manufactured, and it's not coming fast enough for us to get on our aircraft to go out and do the mission. So we'll cannibalize mm-hmm. from a good aircraft that's sitting in the hangar. And the
yeah.
same thing with our ships. So, and same thing with our Humvees and the other equipment that's out there. So people that have never served don't realize the military men and women, we're going to do what we have to do for that mission. And if it means that we have to make the part ourselves and buy the bits and pieces ourselves to make this mission happen and work successfully, we're going to do that.
And Jennifer, as you know, yes, the mission is one thing, but you have prior to the mission all the preparedness that takes place, the training. And I understand from the reports that we've been getting is that training has been cut back because of, you know, to your point, you know, you've got planes that need repair, other things that are happening where they just cannot, you know, facilitate the necessary training leading up to the mission. So this thing really needs to be considered very seriously and immediately.
And the manpower goes into that training, the time factor for that training, because if you're not plussed up on the manpower to have sufficient personnel to do the task, you're going to have a person doing 3 and 4 jobs.
Mm.
And if you need to get that equipment and servicing done so you can perform the mission, you're not going to have time for training, because
yes.
that operations officer is going to be looking at, I need this plane, I need this ship, I need this Humvee, I need these equipment to do this job.
Exactly. Well, President Trump is talking about Afghanistan tonight. Where do you think he goes with this?
I hope that the president will give a succinct plan, not so much a plan as to the details, but to say, we're going to be looking at and executing this way in Afghanistan with this clear objective for us to accomplish. And I'm going to have the authority given to my ground generals and commanders for them to make the decisions that will best fit the objectives that we need to meet, and to make sure we're not second guessing our military commanders out there, and that we're going to have their back and not second guess and Monday morning quarterback their decisions. That's going to be critical for these generals and commanders on the field to do their job efficiently and effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Because if our soldiers are out there and our Marine Corps guys are second guessing, if I do this, I'm going to go to court martial and not have the backing of the American people and or my command, then I'm not going to do it. And that could put themselves in jeopardy as well as their mission.
Well, General, don't you think that it even begins with, are we going to continue, or are we in or are we out? Because that seems to be some question right now as well.
I think we have to be in, because mm-hmm. that mission has been so mucked up throughout the years that We cannot leave at this time, particularly now that we're having success driving away ISIS and really chipping away at their ability to be successful. In the grand scheme of things, they're not really as successful as they would like to be.
Exactly.
But the more we can chip away, the better.
We have to go to break. More from the former Lieutenant Governor on Bill Martinez Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Sal, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Nice and loud, too. 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now, our conversation with Jennifer Carroll, best-selling author, Florida's 18th Lieutenant Governor, and a Navy vet is with us. Jennifer, right now, our gross national product is being cut dramatically as millions of people are scrambling to get an eye, or, you know, a covered eyeball on this eclipse that's happening across our country that'll go from Oregon to South Carolina.
It's an exciting time. They said the last time there was one was in 1979. I certainly don't remember that one.
Yeah, well, the full one was 99 years ago, which was 1918, I guess. So almost 100 years ago, a total eclipse. So, for those that, if you have not heard, there's going to be something quite mysterious in the sky. I don't want you to freak out. It is a total eclipse. And, millions of people are scrambling because, for the most part, it is all within driving distance. So a lot of fun. So be safe out there. It's an RV. You go out there in RVs or in mass, heading to the area to see if they can.
Boston people do not look directly at the sun.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Ruin your eyes.
No, without a doubt. As we were told, even when little kids, we went through a couple of these eclipses, but nothing like this. And it's going to be quite awesome to have the full eclipse because of the effects that are out there. But you say, do it safe, have a good time, enjoy yourself, get back to work because we need to make up for the lost labor time that we're going to experience today.
But Bill, look at all the tourism dollars that's coming into the various areas where people are having these campers, they're buying gas, they're stopping in our convenience stores, they're probably buying t-shirts and eclipse paraphernalia.
Yes.
And there's a small business guy that's along the road selling these things. It's helping the GDP.
Exactly. Well, you and I, we love small business. This is great, So anytime we can have this kind of stuff, this is always good fun.
And Bill, look at the pluses.
Yes.
We're not going to be talking about politics during this time.
Yes, that's also good. Yes, and especially for what we went through last week, Jennifer.
Absolutely.
I mean, this has been really trying. I got to tell you, I am probably along with 60-some% of the country that it really is not quite understanding the pigpiling on President Trump. I don't know what they wanted. Did they want him to, to light up David Duke and just burn him on the stage? I mean, is that what they wanted him to do? I don't understand this.
Bill, it's interesting that since President Trump started building momentum during his campaign, it's been a fabricated outrage of various things to try to throw him off his game, to not have him have success in the election. Now it's not to have him have success governing the country, and it's one thing after the other. We started with the Russia business, then we went into another issue on top of that, now it's racism. So whatever the Never Trumpers, the establishment, the liberals can latch on to make him look bad as if he cannot govern, he's inept to do the job and we need to get him out of office, they're, whatever much sticks is what they're going after. It's interesting that these statues that people claim to be so outraged about have been there for so many years, and people walk by it of late and don't even know who the heck these people are.
Exactly.
And now all of a sudden you have moral outrage for these things, but yet still, even Rahm Emanuel himself, you have so many murders in Chicago of black-on-black crime, and where's the moral outrage for that? Where are these protesters going into these communities to say gangbangers, stop it, we're going to fix and clean up these communities so people can live in peace? Where is the moral outrage for that when you have all of these 30% of the black babies are being aborted in this country, but yet still you don't have a moral authority and be outraged for that annihilation of this younger generation of people that we're precluding from coming into this world? So people have to really step back and say, what is really the driver of this moral outrage at this time, and why now, and why these people? Because where do you start erasing history and trying to cleanse it such that you feel comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
History is not going to be comfortable. Even in our Bible, there's things
right
in our history that's not comfortable. But we're reminded of those things so that we can make a better course correction for the future. And if you erase all the bad things about history, you will be doomed to repeat those same bad things. And if you look at some of our movies of the 50s and even the 60s, and even of late, I was looking at a movie last night that of one of those individuals, I can't remember his name right now, that took secrets from the government and
yes,
passed it on to the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a movie done in 2007, but the incident happened in 2001. So the more things change, the more it stays the same. But if we're not reminded of it, we're not going to make those changes to make things better. So you have to look at who's funding this. Who's initiating this and for what reason? And it all boils down to either they want to change America to make it whatever they want it to be, or they want to make this president look so bad and get him off his game so he doesn't really clean up Washington, D.C. and government abuse so that we can have a better America.
Well, those are the disparate interests. As you say, you do have that group, the lunatic fringe, as you know, Jennifer Carroll, and they're squeezing the middle. Unfortunately, the mainstream media is all complicit with the lunatic fringe because they're not objectifying, and they're not reporting in an objective way what's going on. And just in the few moments that you and I have been talking about, you have brought more cogent point to the discussion that people need to be aware of. And those are the questions of, you know, what is motivating, you know, this movement here, and to what point? Where are we going with this? And when you look historically, you know, even George Orwell, which is now, you know, on a revival, the book is on a revival. It's, you know, it's hard to find for some of these kids, and they're blown away going, wait a minute, was this book just released? No, it's been out for a long time. And one of the keys of that book was, he who controls history controls the future. And this is what we're on. We're on very dangerous ground beyond freedom of speech. It's the history of this great country. And as they say, you know, now it's the statues, next it's the books. This is a pattern that we've seen happen before in communist and Marxist regimes that ended up killing millions upon millions of people, all in the name of their form of government.
And it started in our public education system when they broke down the teachings of civic education and stripped it away from our classrooms. So from generation to generation, our last couple of generations have no idea really about the history and to embrace it as well. Because where else are you going to go to have such freedoms of a country that's a little less than 250 years old?
Yes,
so
exactly.
Now you're looking at for the stability that we've had, even after all the wars we've had, the stability that we've been able to accomplish in this country and the liberties and freedoms that we give everyone, immigrants or not. We give everyone in this country, and no other country can stand to measure up to what we have here and what people take for granted here. And when we strip the civic education out of the classroom for our youngsters to understand where they come from, who they are, and what their country means and what it stands for, then they'll become the socialist millennials that we're having today that want to turn this into Cuba, want to turn it into Russia, want to turn it into a socialist, fascist type of country that America was not founded on whatsoever. And
which
if
is so amazing.
Turn to that, it is. Yeah. They should go there. If you love it so much, why turn America into something that currently exists? If you love it, go to Russia, go to China, go to Cuba, live there, go to Venezuela, live there.
Yes.
Don't try to turn this great country into something that has not proven to ever work, no matter where.
Well, this is why we, the people, need to understand what the Constitution is all about, what they believe in, so they can take a stand against this insanity. Because, as you say, right now they're taking advantage. I think the whole anti-Trump sentiment is just part and parcel. That there's a grander scheme, and this has been a scheme that has been in play for many decades. And right now they're seeing it as an opportunity. But if the people do not understand that this is a government of we, the people, and that puts us in the power position. If we're not going to exercise that and take self-responsibility, then heaven help us. It's going to get worse yet, Jennifer Carroll. We have to wrap it and leave it there. Thank you so much. It's always great to have you on with us. She is the best-selling author of the book, When You Get There, Florida's 18th Lieutenant Governor, Florida State Legislator for 7 years, a former Executive Director of Florida Department of Veteran Affairs, and a Navy vet.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll
also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Many are were very sad over the weekend to hear the news of Jerry Lewis. I grew up watching Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin, and oh my goodness, what a team! And of course, Jerry Lewis for all the great humanitarian work he did. Telethons will not be the same. All the hard work and what he did for muscular dystrophy, most incredible, and what a body of work. We were blessed to be in his trajectory of his life, for all the fun and memories and the kinetic humor that he caused us to enjoy and belly laugh through. Rest in peace, Jerry Lewis, and Godspeed to you, and prayers for all your family and your loved ones. Dr. Josh Umber joins us right now. We're going to talk about concierge medicine revolution. If you've been around at all on this show, you've heard me brag about Dr. Umber. I think, at a time when we consider, our government and what they have failed to do in terms of repealing and replace, we've said for a long time that, we're about self-rule. This is about self-responsibility. If you're looking to the government to be the answer for you, that's the first problem, okay? We're big boys and girls. We know what to do, how to take care of our families. And what Josh Umber has done has laid out through Atlas MD, something that many are saying is quite revolutionary. But Dr. Umber, first of all, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
It's good to be back. Thank you very much.
Well, as I say, many people and funders say this is quite revolutionary, but the fact is concierge medicine in one form or another has been around since there's been doctors, right?
Actually, it's been around forever. The latest trend started late 90s because healthcare was starting to be problematic. Really, there's a Dr. Chaplin. She's a medical historian. She wrote a book about how medicine in the 20s and 30s was membership-based and how naturally that balanced the demands of the patient and the physician. And it was only after insurance got involved that that started to get eroded. So, you know, all things come back into style.
Well, and as you say, the insurance companies come into play, and then all of a sudden there's a lot of money here. And when there's a lot of money that can be wielded, then it's too tempting for government to come in and say, okay, how can we tap into that resource? Is it that simple?
Yes and no. I think we blame government and insurance a lot. And personally, I like to blame physicians. I feel like we blamed everyone else and nothing changed.
Right.
But when we actually took onus of it ourselves and said, okay, instead of asking insurance or pharmacy or government to fix the problem, we're the gatekeepers of care. We're on the front line. My patient can't afford a medicine. You know, I should be looking to see how I can help them afford that medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But we really rejected as a profession the idea of business development because it feels like a good physician can't be focused on finances and patient care. But in reality, I find the two hard to separate.
Mm-hmm.
If we take our oath seriously of do no harm, that has to include do no financial harm.
Exactly.
If we dive into that, then we find ways to get our patients their medicines wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
If they're wholesale, they're 95% less, even for some cancer cancer medicines. But your monthly migraine medicine, that's $200 that we get for $5 by being a little business savvy, well, we've done great things for your health and your family. So,
Yeah, and the prescription prices and what you've been able to do, as you say, in doing no harm and doing a lot of benefit. My old mentor used to say, particularly as it related to radio, that whenever you had contact with your clientele, you wanted to elicit a positive emotional response. And you're definitely doing this with your program because, you know, just even as you say, in the prescription basis, you know, 10 cents on the dollar, boy, that's a big savings and a big help, you know, for people.
That is. And we can apply that to everything. So this is concierge medicine for everyone, or the new buzz term, direct care, direct primary care,
mm-hmm.
unlimited visits, no copays, free procedures. And it's not that insurance or government were bad. They just were adding to a system that was already too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Silicon Valley is successful because they streamline the process of buying things, of getting a car, of you know, booking a hotel room. Whatever that is, they're improving it and simplifying it.
Exactly.
You apply those same principles to healthcare. And when you say, well, I need insurance because my medicine is $200, or I don't need insurance because my medicine is $5, well, that's a simpler thing. It's not that insurance is bad. They were just not as innovative as they could have been.
Mm-hmm.
I love my life insurance. I love my car insurance, my home insurance, but I never use them. That's why it's affordable. If we tried to insure gasoline, then we'd have the same problem with car insurance.
Exactly.
So it's really about changing the national conversation to be less, how do we get health insurance for everybody, and how do we get health care for everybody and insure the small 20% that remains that is truly expensive.
Well, what you're talking about is one rail of this aspect of healthcare, and what we touched on here just a moment, you know, just a moment ago, which I think is important people to understand the dynamic tension that is existing here, and that is that you know, it's that old business model that people do that which they get rewarded for. Congress, our government, has been rewarded with this model that is currently existing, and this is why they're fighting for it in such a way, is that this is going to upend. You know, a funding stream for their reelection if they, you know, if they do something like this. I mean, there's a disturbance in the force here, Dr. Umber, you know, with what direct pay is doing, right?
Yes, I think so. Innovation is always a little hard, a little messy, right? We were taught a little bit, you know, that industries can be too big to fail, and most, you know, good capitalists would have disagreed with that. What we're seeing now, again, very similar to Silicon Valley, is that this is a bit of a messy process. Companies need to be built and compete, and if so, die off, all in that hunt for a better value for the consumer. And if we do that to healthcare, what we at first react by saying, oh, no, this is a little intimidating. But what we can do at the same time is say, let's embrace the change and see how we can all benefit. Democrat politicians, Republican politicians, they can both see something they like here because they want to improve the access to care, but they want to lower the cost. They want to help more Medicaid people, but there's not money in the budget. Insurance companies, the ones that we've worked with, have said their profit margins are several times higher by working with this model than against it, because now you have small groups of doctors out-competing Walmart when it comes to the cost on medication. And inherent in that, you know, you have a broken system when a broken market.
Yes.
When small groups of doctors can outcompete the second largest retailer in the world, the largest that does medications, until Amazon gets into to pharmaceuticals, which they're doing.
Right.
And so we've ensured and added bureaucracy to a cash transaction that should be very simple.
Exactly.
When patients can get their medicine for a penny a pill, it really does change the insurance question entirely. It's scary, but lots of opportunity at the same time.
Mm-hmm. What about the catastrophic element?
The old phrase is, you get the risk you can afford to take, and you insure the rest. So I can afford to fill my car with gasoline. I don't want to total my car and not have insurance. Mm-hmm. Healthcare is very similar. Now that we look through the lens of innovation, well, 80% of what most patients need is primary care.
Exactly.
If I can do most of your primary care for pennies on the dollar, now we're only insuring a small piece, and that becomes affordable.
Right. What a novel concept. Dr. Josh Umber continues with us. We're talking concierge medicine that has become the revolution, direct pay model, and we're going to get into it a little bit more. Last time we had Dr. Umber on, we were inundated with all kinds of emails wanting to know more information. Of course, he is the founder of Atlas MD, and we have website information, contact information as well, not only for patients, but for doctors as well, who say, you know, this is interesting. Maybe I need to adopt this model. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
With a recession...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're talking healthcare, repealing, replacing. We don't have to wait for the government. You can make a personal family decision to repeal and replace government healthcare the way it's been presented to us. And we have Dr. Josh Umber with us, who has been at the forefront of the direct pay model. They're calling it a concierge revolution. Dr. Umber, how did you come up with Atlas MD? How did they come about?
To my days when my dad was a trash man. And growing up, he was a trash man. Now he's a lawyer, though. So, of course, I still tell people he's a trash man. It's less embarrassing. But he had such a great business model. You pay monthly, we picked up weekly. And then when I was a pre-med student, medical student, shadowing doctor's offices, I saw how cumbersome the whole business of medicine was. Mm-hmm. And to be successful in that space, you had to be successful at pushing paper more so than patient care. And we said, well, this doesn't work. And we started exploring, you know, other doctors who were doing insurance rate models. And it had been around, like you said, since the late 90s, but mm-hmm. really haphazard or cumbersome, every doctor doing something different. And they didn't quite appreciate the full value that they could bring to patients. And that's what we tried to do. Do the whole thing. Unlimited visits, no copays, free medicine, or free procedures, wholesale medicine, wholesale labs, work with the employer to decrease insurance premiums by 60%. Just where can we be helpful, which is sort of Amazon-esque. Jeff Bezos says be consumer-obsessed, and yes. We want to think that we're patient-obsessed. Right. If we can help you get better care, faster care, cheaper care, then we are doing what we should be doing as a physician. And mm-hmm. we just, you know, nothing was too good to not be questioned. And as we kept questioning why the system was structured as it is, we kept finding better ways to do it. And our patients have rewarded us by embracing the model and helping it to grow across the country.
And this has turned out to be a win-win proposition, I mean, for the doctors as well as the patients. I can understand, you know, when you're looking at the old model and you're thinking, okay, wow, we're turning this thing upside down here. What is that going to do, you know, in terms of the doctor's income? Are they going to take a big hit here? You know, what is the big sacrifice, especially, you know, when you're dealing with that, the ideal, well, I got to make money, I got to provide for my family. And, oh, yes, that's right, I am a doctor, and I do want to provide healthcare, and it's dealing, you know, going through that process and realizing, as you did, in going through the process, that boy, you know, dealing on a direct pay basis. And I have many friends who are doctors, Josh, so I understand the situation, especially with those that have been dealing with insurance companies that have to wait anywhere 90, 120 days for their payment. It could represent anywhere 35-40% of their operating costs of their individual clinics and offices and that sort of thing. So it's no wonder that we pay, you know, $250 for an office visit when, you know, we can do it for a lot, you know, could be done for a lot less, and doctors could be a lot happy. Cash flow reigns supreme, and and those of us who are looking for healthcare delivery, we're a lot happier because we're actually realizing better service for a lot less.
Right. The average physician would have 7 employees each just for the process of billing insurance and managing that workflow. We have 3 employees, all nurses, for 5 physicians. Mm-hmm. So we can pass that efficiency and cost savings down to you in a really interesting way. All we need to do is focus on the patients first, right? I mean, that's
exactly
the most essential thing. But inherent in that is if we protect the patient and their dollars, we are helping their employer and their dollars, and even protecting the health insurance company and their dollars. Because instead of taking one insurance card and going to the pharmacy and not knowing that there's a $10 copay for generic and a $20 copay for name brand, but there might be a $1,000 difference between the generic cost and the name brand cost.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know that because you had a $10 difference. And if we don't give patients good information, how can they be good consumers? Well, that's the job of the doctor. I expect Amazon to present me with good prices. I'm a lazy consumer.
Right.
Do it for me. And we should do the same thing for our patients. We are the ones with all the training and licensing and education. I can bring my wealth of knowledge to the patient and say, well, here is 2 great options that are very cost effective for you. And one is at the pharmacy if you want to go there for full disclosure, but it's $80 for that medicine and we get it for 30 cents a month, which
right.
is a real example. Well,
yeah.
When given that good information, they tend to make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the employer and the insurance company don't have to pay to push paper around, well, then that's a huge savings to everybody.
Exactly.
Yes. It's really about getting more care, but in a smarter way.
Now, Josh, last time we talked, I think you were up to 600 satellite facilities. Is that right? I got to imagine it's much more than that now.
It's growing every month. You know, some months we add 20 new doctors. They're all independently owned and operated clinics. But as patients hear about this nationally across the radio, they're going to their doctors and saying, I want this. I need that for my medicine. You know, if they mention what I'm on, and it's unaffordable currently, but you can help out.
Exactly.
I had a patient, they were on a name brand diabetic medicine, not insulin, just for type 2. For 1 month of the name brand medicine, I could get 23 years of the generic medicine.
Wow.
It was insane. So it is insane. That's
right.
So the patients are responding well and doctors are responding to them.
Well, how can they be in touch with you and Atlas MD so that if they want to look more into this model as a doctor or even as a patient, what is the best way to come in contact with the organization?
We have a website, atlas.md/Wichita for patients. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com at atlas/AtlasMD. And we also have a great map for patients to go find a direct care physician in their area. And that's atlas.md/map, M-A-P. So lots of ways for them to get online, to watch videos. They go to YouTube. They can see tons of videos about direct primary care.
Mm-hmm.
And most doctors are happy to take a phone call and answer their questions. So really, yeah, we just encourage them to contact us, reach out, learn more, and mm-hmm. spread the word.
Well, and I want to have your people send us the link as well so we can link it on our website, Josh, at BillMartinezLive.com. So we'll surround this thing because I am so excited. I've been participating in concierge medicine before I even knew it was concierge medicine for many, many years with our kids, just because I knew enough to be dangerous. One of my dear friends, one of my best friends who's a doctor, he keeps saying that I'm going to get arrested for practicing medicine without a license because I know enough to be I know enough to be dangerous, but I'm careful. But still, it's just the idea that I saw what was happening in his business. I'm a marketing guy, and like you, what you saw with your dad, you're going, wait a minute, you know, why can't this be adapted? I say number one. The second thing too is I'd like to see our elected officials on this concierge program instead of the program, you know, that they have been able to develop for themselves at our expense. Because I think that if that was the case, we could solve this problem a lot quicker. and realistically, because clearly, you know, with the Republicans, if I can be just a little bit political here, with them having control of the White House and both houses of Congress, they still cannot seem to get this done. And I think, you know, speaking of dads, you know, my dad used to always say, you always have to use the right tool for the right job. And I think maybe that's what we're realizing, is that we, in looking to our government for this, they are perceptibly the wrong tool.
I agree. And the wrong tool being used in the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But everybody's asked them to fix it, and they're not in a position to know how to fix it. So understandably, poor results come from that, which is, again, why we're really not anti-insurance or anti-government. We're pro-efficiency. It turns out the most efficient thing is less government in this. Now that you know it can be done affordably, it's really hard, though, for the government to kind of remove themselves from the equation. Mm. But if they do, amazing things will happen.
Well, this has to be amazing, you know, for, I think of the patients, you know, you talk about when they say thank you, they really mean it in such a way, because this is so comprehensive and life changing for them, having been raised, you know, in a traditional way to connect with healthcare delivery. And now comes this concierge, this direct pay model. And, you know, if you're paying, you know, for example, $50 a month, I mean, do the math, you know, that's $600 a year for medical care, and you can come and see your doctor as often as you need to, right?
Right, and call, text, email. We've got an amazing technology. Let's use it. Why
yes.
make a patient who's otherwise busy and swamped and dealing with the stresses of life drive across town to show the doctor their throat or a rash or talk about depression or anxiety? You know what's anxiety-provoking? Not being able to talk with your doctor.
Exactly.
So we make them jump through all these hoops to do that, but those hoops aren't necessary anymore. And that ability to provide a better value to our patients is enormous.
This has to be exciting for you. I mean, you know, something you saw early as a young man with your father and applying it now into your medical practice and sharing the ideas with other doctors across the country and the patients that you're blessing as a result of this, Josh Umber. I thank you. I thank you for your commitment. You've been a blessing, you know, to our audience, and I know to your patients as well. And I would encourage them to go to your website, find out more information, especially those doctors who have tuned in, and say, look, this is something I need to look into. Yes, you need to do it sooner than later, because you've got many people out here in this country that need health care. They need the delivery of health care in the way in which you always thought it was possible. And Dr. Josh Umber has done a lot of hard work and a lot of experience. You've gone through many learning curves on this. And so it's all available to them. And once again, your website, Dr. Josh Umber.
Atlas.mg/map to find a doctor like this near you.
There is Dr. Josh Umber. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it. All the best to you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know children?